请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传第三章第十五节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 5.
十五节。
15 verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这事做见证。
But put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, in the fact to which we are witnesses.
请我们特别注意，生命的主。
Let's take note of the Prince of Life.
我们中文说主，在那个英文本里说 Prince.
Yeah, the Lord of Life or the Prince of Life.
我们再看第五章第三十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 31.
你特别注意，叫他做君王。
Let's take note of the exalted to his right hand as a prince.
我们再看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第二个。
Chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse
10. 我们特别注意，救他们的元帅。
Let's take note the the author of your salvation. Yes.
我们再看希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Hebrews 12.
我们特别注意创世成终的耶稣。
And let's take note the author and perfecter of faith.
我们刚才所念的这四段的圣经。
The four portions of scripture we have just read.
我们可以看见说，不单在我们中文的圣经里头，就是在英文圣经里面，这个译法只有不同的译法。
We can see that either in Chinese Bible or English Bible, there are four different descriptions.
有的时候说他乃是生命的主。
In some portion, it says he's the Prince of Life or the Lord of Life.
有的时候在那里，说他乃是君王。
He's the Prince.
有的时候说他是元帅。
Sometimes he is the author.
有的时候说他乃是创世的。
He's the author and perfecter.
所以我们知道，这四处的地方有不同的翻译在那里。
And so we notice that in this four portion scripture, there are different descriptions of Lord Jesus.
其实这个字在原文里头是同一个字。
But in the original, all these four descriptions are from the same root.
不管是翻他为主，翻他为君王，翻他为元帅，翻他为创始的，实在在原文里头都是一个字。
Whether his prince, his lord, or his author, or his perfecter, in the original has the same word.
这一个字在原文里头就是用了四次。
And this original word was used four times in the scripture.
字在圣经里新约里头用了四次。
This word was used four times in the New Testament.
而这四次都是用在我们主的身上。
And these four times were all used on the person of the Lord Jesus.
那么这一个字究竟是什么意思呢？
What does this word really mean?
这个意思在原文里头乃是说他是领袖。
In the original, it means he is the leader.
但是他不但是领袖，他也实在是创世的。
He's not only the leader, but he's also the author.
他不但是站在领袖的地位上。
He's not only a leader.
他对于某一件事情，他也是一个创世的人。
In every matter, he is the originator or the author of it.
并且他也是那一个来完成的人。
And he's the one who perfected.
所以这个字翻译的人觉得非常的困难。
And so the translator, they found this word extremely difficult.
如果光放他翻他为领袖的话。
If they only translate him as our leader.
当然这是领袖。
And of course he is a leader.
不过这个领袖里面包括的意义还要广泛一点。
But this word leader has include other meanings or aspects of that in it.
他不但是领。
He not only leads,
他也是创。
He is the author.
他也是来完成的。
And he is the perfecter.
这一个就是我们的主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们在这里一同看属灵领袖的时候。
When we are here considering this matter of spiritual leadership.
我想我们在结束的时候，我们不能不来看那一个完全的领袖。
So at this concluding session, we want to look at this perfect spiritual leader.
我们看见在这一个完全领袖的身上。
We want to see this this person, about the perfect spiritual leader in the Lord Jesus. God's intention or thought for spiritual leader are to be seen in this person. So this last session, we are here to beholding the Lord.
我们知道希伯来十二章第二节那个仰望
In Hebrew 12 is looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. If we want to read it more accurately, in Chinese we have a good poetic term, means look off unto Jesus. We have to look off unto Jesus. We will not look anything else. We want to look away. We only look and behold Him. And this Lord Jesus we're looking at is the author and perfecter of our faith. And He is the true spiritual leader whom God has raised. We ought to behold him, we ought to listen to him. We ought to follow him. We know God has his eternal purpose. Our brother has used many evenings to show us God's eternal purpose. And this matter, eternal purpose, is very basic, fundamental to all Christians. We must see what God's eternal purpose is. If we do not know God's eternal purpose, then we will never understand what God's work really is. What is God doing there? Is God in every period he's doing something? Another period he's doing something else? Is it the way the Lord at one period he facing east? And he changed the direction and go the other direction. What is the Lord doing on this earth today? Is there a center of all his work? Is a direction in all his work. And we need to see God's eternal purpose. If we fail to see God's eternal purpose, and while we are serving the Lord together, we will discover we have no direction. And we are directed by the needs of the environment. We are served because of the external pressure. And we serve according to our own judgment. If we do it this way, we don't know if the Lord does come before the throne of the Lord. Can our work last? And all the labors of our life, when it comes to death, it will be all burnt up. Brothers and sisters, when we are serving the Lord together, we must know what God wants to do on this earth. What is the eternal purpose of God? Because all God's work are all related to His eternal purpose. But God is not like man. When we do things, sometimes it's just because there's the opportunity. And sometimes because we cannot help it. But the way our Lord works is different. Before he worked, he already has a plan. Because our God is a God of purpose. And all his works are related to his eternal purpose. the scripture shows us very clearly.
虽然有的时候我们说我们要明白神的旨意。
Oftentimes we say we like to know the will of the Lord.
我究竟该不该到某某地方去？
Should I go to such such place?
我应当不应当做什么某某的事？
Should I do such such work?
我对于某一件事情，我要寻求神的旨意，知道怎么来解决。
And there are problems. I want to seek the Lord how to solve this problem.
好像神的旨意有许许多多。
As though there are many purposes of God.
关于一切的人事与物。
On human affairs.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们看见在那许许多多有关的旨意的里面。
We see that in all these affairs we encounter.
神有一个那完全永远的旨意。
God has that eternal unchanging purpose.
这个旨意乃是包括一切的。
This purpose includes all everything.
在永世的里面，神就定规了这个旨意。
In eternal past, God already has purpose.
这个旨意不是神在那里创造天地的时候才设立的。
This purpose did not begin with Genesis when God created heaven and earth.
这个旨意也不因着人的堕落而在那里规定的。
This purpose did not came about because of man's fail.
这个旨意乃是在创世之前。
This purpose was purposed before in eternity past.
乃是在创世之前，永世里面就定规。
Before creation, in eternal past, God has purpose.
而这个旨意，他就在那里控制了所有的时间。
And because of purpose, He is controlling everything.
一直等到将来永世里面。
Until future eternity.
那么这个神永远的旨意是什么？
What is this eternal purpose of God?
这个旨意的中心在哪里呢？
What is the center of this purpose?
我想我们可以很简单地这么说。
I think we can briefly say it this way.
神永远的旨意是集中在他儿子的身上。
We can say it this way. God's eternal purpose is concentrated in His Son, the Lord Jesus.
神要他的儿子在万有上居首位。
God desires His Son to occupy the first place on all things.
神要把万有赐给他的儿子，叫他承受。
God wants His Son to inherit all things.
神要把万有都和业在他同在他里面同归于一。
God desired all things may be summed up in His Son.
因着这个缘故。
Because this.
神又在那里为他预备一个配偶。
And so God prepared for him a helpmate.
神在那里为他预备一个教会。
So God prepared for him a church.
与这个儿子联合。
And to join to his son.
与他一同工作。
And to work together with him.
也他与他一同在做荣耀。
And to share the glory with him.
所以简单地说来，这一个就是神那永远的旨意。
So in a way, this is God's purpose.
神那永远的旨意乃是基督。
God's eternal purpose is Christ.
基督因着基督的缘故，教会与基督联合。
And it's because of Christ, church is to be fitted to Him.
因为教会乃是与基督联合的缘故，所以也在神永远的旨意里面。
And because church is joined to Christ, therefore church is an eternal purpose of God.
这个乃是神啊永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
为什么这个永远的旨意？
Because of this eternal purpose,
为着这个旨意的成就
for this fulfillment of this purpose,
神就在那里寻找人来完成这个旨意。
God is seeking man to fulfill his purpose.
那他就创造了一个亚当。
He created Adam.
但是我们看见这个亚当虽然是照着神的形象造的。
Even Adam was created in the image of God.
并且神就把那个权柄赐给他。
And God gave Adam the authority.
叫他能管理空中的飞鸟，地上的走兽，海里面的鱼。
And to rule over the fowls, the air, and the fish of the sea.
神要这个人来顺服他。
And God desired this man to obey him.
神要这个人来接受他的生命。
God desired this person to receive his life.
神要借着这个人把这个大地征服。
And God wants God desired through this man to subdue the world.
神要借着这个人把仇敌和他的工作毁坏。
God desired through this man to destroy the work of the enemy.
神要借着这个人叫他永远的旨意能带进来。
Through this man, God wants to fulfill all his will.
那就是叫他的儿子在万有上居首位。
To allow the Lord Jesus to have the place of preeminence.
借着这个人把万有都带到他儿子的面前。
And through this man, the Lord might sum up everything in him.
但是我们知道这个人失败了。
But we know this man failed.
这个人没有听从神的话。
This man failed to listen to God's voice.
这个人他不在那里寻求神的旨意。
This man did not seek God's will.
这个人在那里要完成他自己的意思。
This man desired only to satisfy his own will.
他不顾念到神的利益。
He was not concerned with God's interest.
他顾念到他自己的利益。
He only concerned his own interest.
当他在那里吃分的善恶果树果子的时候。
When he was eating the rich tree, knowledge good and evil.
他就是接受那个试探。
He was being tempted.
他不要神来做他的生命。
He refused to allow God to be his very life.
他不要因着顺服神来完成神的旨意。
He did not want to obey God in order to fulfill God's purpose.
叫神得着荣耀。
Allow God to get all the glory.
叫基督得着万有。
Allow the Lord Jesus to inherit all.
他在那里受了试探。
He was tempted.
他想到他的自己。
He think of himself.
他要像神一样。
He wants to be like God.
他要为着他自己的利益来思想。
Because he only think about his own interest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
因着这个缘故 Because of this reason,
我们看见神在第一个人身上不能来完成他的永远的旨意
Because of this way God cannot fulfill his purpose in this first man
但是感谢赞美神
But thank God
我们的神继续在那里工作
Our God continues working
我们知道他的工作只有一个
We know he only has one work
他还是在那里要向着他永远的旨意在那里工作
And he's still working for his purpose
所以到日子满足的时候
And in the fullness of time
他就差遣他的儿子来到
He sent his son into the world.
为女子所生
Born of a virgin.
并且生在律法的底下
And born under the law.
要把我们这般的人从律法的咒诅里头拯救
In order to deliver us from under the law, the curse of the law.
叫我们能得着儿子们的名分
That we may have the sanction.
所以我们知道
So we know.
神在那里寻找人
God is looking and seeking for man.
来完成他永远的旨意
To fulfill his eternal purpose.
但是第一个人亚当身上失败了
But in the first man, Adam, he failed.
亚当他不顺不顺
Because Adam disobeyed God.
我们不能说是神失败了
We cannot say God has failed.
我们说人失败了
We can say man failed.
但是感谢赞美神
But thank God.
我们的神永远不失败
Our God can never fail.
所以他就继续的工作
And therefore he continues to work.
是等到他得着了第二个人
Until he obtained the second man.
我们知道
We know.
在创世纪里面
In the book of Genesis.
给我们看见神创造了人
But after God created man.
把管理的权柄赐给人
And give him the dominions over the earth.
但是人失败了
But man failed.
人所管理的那个大地啊就落在仇敌的手里
And the Garden of Eden that was captured by God's enemy.
但是神没有改变他的旨意
But God did not change his purpose
因为过了差不多三千年之久
And after 3,000 years
我们看见在诗篇第八篇里头
We can see in Psalms 8
大卫他有先知的灵
David has a prophetic spirit
他在那里写第八篇的时候
And when he was writing Psalm 8
他在那里说了
And he was saying
人算什么
What is man
你已经顾念他
God has my for him
世人算什么
What is man
你已经纪念他
God has visited him
你把他造得比天使小一点
You made him lower than angel
但是你就给你珍贵荣耀给他做冠冕
But you crown him with glory and honor
你叫他管理空中的鸟地上的走兽海里的鱼
And you give him dominion to rule over the powers of the air and the peace on the earth and the fishes under the sea.
换一句话说
Another word.
亚当虽然失败了
Even Adam failed.
神的旨意还是没有改变
God's purpose still unchanged.
所以在预言的话语的里面
So in the prophetic word.
神对于人的旨意没有改变
God's thought to all men never changed.
感谢赞美神
Thank God.
又过了一千年
100,000 years.
我们看见第二个人嫉妒来了
And we see the second man Christ was
那么这个人
This man,
在希伯来书第二章里面
in Hebrews 2,
就看见说这些预言的话都应验在他的身上
You see all the prophetic words are all fulfilled in him
希伯来第二章说我们唯独看见耶稣
And Hebrews says we see this Lord Jesus
虽然他是比天使小一点
Even though he's lower than the angel
但是神以尊贵荣耀给他做冠冕
But God crowned him with glory and honor
他唯独我们受了痛苦
And he suffered for us
他唯独我们而死
And he died for us
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见
we see,
神那永远的旨意
God's eternal purpose,
虽然在亚当身上不能通行
even though it cannot be carried out in Adam
但是在基督的身上就完成了
but in the Lord Jesus it was all fulfilled
神在地上找不到一个人。
God cannot find a man on this earth.
能被他使用，也带进他永远的旨意。
That can be used by him to bring glory to him.
所以神就差遣他独生的儿子到地上来做人。
And so God sent his only begotten son to come to this world to be a man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的主耶稣来到这个世界做人。
When the Lord Jesus came to be a man on the earth，
并不是他自己说我要到世界上来。
It's not out of his own initiative that he came to this world.
圣经告诉我们说，神差遣他到。
The scripture said he was sent to the world.
因为我们知道属灵的领袖都不是由于人或者借着人。
And we know that spiritual leadership is not up to man or through the agency of man.
我们知道属灵的领袖乃是神主宰的拣选。
Spiritual leadership is this matter of God's sovereignty.
所以在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
So in the Lord Jesus.
我们看见说，那是神把他差到地上来。
It was God who sent him to the world.
当然，从另外一个角度。
On the other way we look at it,
当父神有这样的旨意的时候，
when the Father has this thought in his heart,
我们只能用人的话来解释它。
We can only describe it on a human term.
当在永世的里面，
in eternity past,
父神他有这样的心意，
the Father has such a desire.
他为什么爱他的儿子？
Because he loves his son.
他要把万有赐给他的儿子。
He wants to give all things to his son.
他要他的儿子在万有上去首位。
He wants his son to occupy the first place.
神有这样的心意
God has his call.
但是我们的神他没有过去也没有将来
Because our God has no past and no future.
对神来说永远是现在
Because as far as God is concerned everything is present.
因为他是无所不知的神
Because he is omnipotent.
所以当他有这样意念的时候
So when he has this desire
让他能看见说
He can see
在要实行这个意念的时候
In order to carry this thought out
他要碰到许多的障碍
He will face many obstacles.
不然他是创造的天使长会堕落
Not only the angel he created will fail
甚至于他所创造的人也会堕落
Even the man he created will also fail
有许多的障碍在他永远的旨意的路上
There are many obstacles in the way of his purpose
我们用人的话语来说
On the, using human words
当神在那里考虑的时候
So when God was contemplating this matter
那我能怎样才能克服这一切的难处
How can I overcome all these difficulties
怎样能叫我的旨意得以成就
How can I allow my will to be fulfilled.
那个时候子神就对父说
And now the God's son told the father,
他说父亲啊
He said, Father,
如果这是你的旨意
If that is your will,
我与你同心
I'll be with you.
我愿意你的旨意成就
I want your will to be fulfilled.
如果有障碍的话
If there any obstacle,
我愿意受差遣
I want to be sent.
我愿意到这个地上来
I want to come to this world.
来为你工作
To work for you.
来服侍你的旨意
I come to fulfill your will.
叫你的旨意得以同心
Allow your will to be, to work out.
那我们用人的话来说了。
On the human word,
当人子这样愿意的时候
So when the son responded this way
神圣灵就说了
And God's spirit said
如果你愿意到地上来
If you're willing to go into the world
完成父的旨意
To fulfill God's purpose
我愿意做这一个能力
I will be your energy
我愿意在这里效劳
I'll be here to work for you
所以我们可以说在神格的里面他们同心合意
And so we can see in the Godhead the three persons all agree
当然这是人的话
Of course this is the way we
因为我们的神是三而一的神
Because our God is a triune God
用不着像人一样要开会来讨论
He does need a committee to discuss this matter
父怎么定规子就怎么愿意
So the moment the Father has desired God the Son was willing
子怎么愿意圣灵就来效劳
And so when the Son was willing the Spirit fulfilled it
但是最少我们盼望在这里看见一点
We see at least one thing
就是我们的主耶稣来到这个地上
But the Lord Jesus came to this world,
不是凭着他自己的旨意
He came not because his own initiative.
虽然他是甘心愿意把自己献给父
Even though he was willing to offer himself up to the Father.
但是他来到这个世界是被差遣
But when he came to this world, he was sent.
圣经说神爱世人
The scripture says God so loved the world.
甚至将他独生的儿子赐给父
He sent his only begotten son into the world.
所以神的儿子是父所赐给父
And so God's son was given to the world
也是父所差遣
and was also sent by the world by the Father
是神主宰的权柄
it was God's sovereignty does it
但是在我们的主耶稣的身上
in the person of the Lord Jesus
我们看见他是怎样来反映神的差遣
we see how he responded to God's will
在腓立比第二章的里面
in the book of Philippians 2
我觉得腓立比第二章那一段的话实在是荣耀
I feel the words in Philippians 2 are glorious.
那里给我们看见基督的心。
We see the heart of Christ.
那里说他与神同等，并不是强夺的。
We see that he, even though he was equal with God, he'd think of something that he ought to grasp. Because the glory was his originally. He was God's son. He is God. And he was equal with God. So he, when he was with God, it was not something that he grasped. What we see here, in order to fulfill God's eternal purpose, he emptied himself. Brothers and sisters, if you are empty, because you cannot be empty any further, because there's nothing else to be filled out. If you're full, then you can empty out many things. Our Lord Jesus is God's glorious Son.
And
within Him there is fullness. He's full of glory and majesty. He's full of power and authority. And He is there worshipping by the
Spirit.
And He sits at the right hand of the Father. In order to fulfill God's eternal purpose, He emptied Himself. Of course, we God can empty His deity. Because He is eternally God. But He emptied Himself all that is related to the Godhead. And He took up the form of a slave. And He came to be like one of us. And He humbled Himself. Until death. And even the death on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, here we see God found that person. This man is the incarnate God. This man was the one who was willing to empty himself. This man's heart has an absolute heart toward the Lord. This man, when he came to the world, he was not here to be served by man. And he came to serve others. And even give up his life as a ransom for many. This is the spiritual leader's standard. And so when the Lord sent his disciples, he said, in the world you have rulers to lord over you. And those in authority, they control and they rule over you. But among you, there is not such a thing. God's conception of spiritual leadership. If you desire to be great, you must be servant to all. If you want to be first, you must be a slave to all. Why? Because the Son of Man came. So in Him, we see God's thought regarding spiritual leadership. What kind of conception? We are God's chosen. The Lord is the chosen leader of God. When He came to the world, He was not here to be served by man. He came to serve. And give His life as a ransom for men. Brothers and sisters, in the Lord Jesus, we see in Him true spiritual leadership. True spiritual leadership is like Him. When He came to this world, one thing that is very interesting. The first man, Adam, after he was created, he was a grown-up person. He never gone through a childhood life. He never gone through adolescent. The moment he was created, he was a full grown-up man. But this full grown-up man, God wants him to learn a lesson. God wants him to learn the lesson of obedience. But that one lesson he failed. So we see the birth of the Lord Jesus. God can send His Son to this world, and the moment He arrives here, He will be 30 years old. He can begin His ministry.
So
when God sent his spiritual leader into the world,
and
we saw him, he was born in a manger.
And
he has to grow up from babyhood.
If
you look into the Gospel of Luke,
we can see
that he was growing up, slowly growing up. And he matured. His stature. Yes, in his stature he grows.
你知道一个小孩子，我们就看他一天一天生长大。
So we can see that the stature of a baby, they grow bigger and bigger.
知识也增加了。
And also there's an increase of knowledge.
同时。
And also the grace of God also came upon him.
所以我们的主的灵魂身体，我们看见很平均的在那里长大。
And so we can see the spirit, soul, and body of the Lord Jesus, they grew up in a very balanced way.
当他到了12岁的时候,
at the age of 12,
他就被立为律法之子,
and he became the son of the Lord.
可以说他里面知道他与父的关系。
He knew his relationship to the Father.
他应当完全来服侍神。
He ought to serve his Father.
所以当他的父母带他
And so his parents brought him to Jerusalem.
And
on their way home, he still stayed back at Jerusalem.
And
he thought he ought to go about his father's business. And after 3 days, his parents, they could not find him.
孩子，你为什么这样对待我们？
And the mother said, "Son, why you grieve us this way?
你叫我们这样的担心。
You grieve our hearts."
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said,
你岂不知道我应当与我父的事为念吗？
No, you will not, but I will do my father's business.
虽然这样，
Even this way,
还是因为
And he was only 12 years old. He was not a full grown up person. And so he went to his earthly parents' home and learned the lesson of
obedience.
Until the age of 30, brothers and sisters, Luke tells us, and
he
tells us that his wisdom and knowledge increased. And his stature was also
growing.
And God was pleased. And man was pleased with him. Even the Lord Jesus was sent to accomplish the spiritual work.
And
he did not come instantly to become a leader. He was chosen to be a leader. He was sent to be a leader. So in God's thought, he has to came to be a baby and go through his childhood development to be a full grown up man. He needs to grow up in this world. He has to learn all the lessons that human beings need to learn. He was not a lovely baby. He was also an obedient youth.
虽然他没有上过学校,
even though he never had any formal education,
因为那个时候所谓的学校啊, 就是拉比学校。
In those days, the school is the school for the rabbis.
你记得当我们的主耶稣出来传道的时候,
so when the Lord Jesus began his public ministry,
在约翰福音第七章里面,
John 7,
人在那里说, 这个人没有学过,
and people said, he's an educated person.
他怎么知道这些事呢?
And how does he know all these things?
意思就是说,
another word,
他没有进过拉比学校,
that means he never gone to the school for the rabbis.
他怎么能懂这神的事呢?
How can he understand God's things? But the Lord
said, "Is it
my words are not out of myself?
我的话乃是出于谁?
My words are from God.
人如果认识神的话,
if you know God,
就知道我所说的话是出于谁。
If you know my words are from God,
他在哪里学的呢?
Where did he learn all this?
当他长大的时候,
when he grew up,
他不是长大在耶路撒冷,
he did not grow up in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷有拉比学校,
in Jerusalem there are school for rabbis.
也有很大的拉比在那里,
and there are professors of Judaism.
我们的主是长在拿撒勒不毛之地,
our Lord was grew up in the town of Nazareth.
在那里是一个很乡僻的一个山地,
it is a rural place.
我们的主从来没有到拉比学校去过,
our Lord never gone through school for the rabbis.
但是从他
But from 12 until the age of 30,
圣经里头没有告诉我们, 那一段的历史。
The scripture did not tell us what happened during this period.
那一段的历史是太神圣。
This period was too sacred.
在那一段的时间，我们的主在哪里学习？
During that period, our Lord learned.
虽然他是神所派来做领袖，
even though he was sent by God to be a leader,
但是他需要在神的学校里头学习。
But he has to learn in the school of God.
他在外面，他是照旧在那里做一个人。
Outwardly, he was still a human being.
他在那里顺服他的父母。
And he was there listening to their parents.
他在那里学一个手艺。
And he was there learning a vocation.
他在那里做了一个木匠。
And he was there as a carpenter.
但是在那些的年间，
in those years,
他知道是神在他身上有使命。
He knew that God has a mission in his life.
他就在暗中与神相交。
So in the secret place, he fellowship and communion.
在那里学习一些属灵的学习。
And he learned all the spiritual lessons.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
所以一个被神选召出来做领袖的人，
A person who is chosen by God,
不要以为说因为神选召你，所以你就可以全时间了。
I do not think that once God has chosen you, so you should go full time.
实在说来，如果神真是选召你的话，
If God really has chosen you,
你就需要花许多的年日在神的学校里头来学习。
You have to spend much time in the school of Christ and
learning. 我们的主需要三十年的工作。
Our Lord needs 30 years of learning.
摩西需要40年在旷野的里面。
Moses needed 40 years to learn.
我不是说我们必须要30年、40年之后。
I do not mean literally you have to spend 30 years or 40 years to learn.
但是我曾记得在前面的弟兄有过这样的话。
But what I remember some of the more advanced brothers say it this way.
他说一个人如果受神的对付，
if you've been dealt by the law,
而向神忠心，
and was faithful to the law,
有了34年的经历，
with 30 years experience,
这个人就开始在神手里有用，
then you can be be of useful in God's hand.
这个给我们看一个什么原则呢？
We see one principle.
许多的时候我们以为说神拣选我，
so oftentimes we thought God has chosen me.
我马上就可以出来领导别人，
and so immediately I went out as a leader.
如果这样的话，
if that is the case,
我们就会像摩西头40年，
and we'll be like Moses first 40 years.
不错，我们有地上的学问，
yes, we do have some knowledge.
也许我们很有魄力，
even though we have the zeal.
也许我们对事故很深，
even though we have deep knowledge about that thing.
也许我们天然有口才，
even though we have a natural eloquence.
也许我们有能动人的那个人格，
and even though we have a charismatic personality.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
如果我们这样就出来，
if we go out the way we are,
我们用什么来侍奉神？
How can we serve God?
我们就用我们天然的一切来侍奉神。
We can only use our natural resource to serve.
这样越侍奉神，越不得不到神。
And the more we serve, God cannot be served that way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因此我们要在这里看见。
Therefore, we need to see.
神所拣选的属灵领袖，
the vessel that's chosen by God.
一面是他主宰的拣选，
it is a matter of sovereignty.
但是另外一面，
on the other hand,
这个能拣选的人，
this person that was chosen,
他需要把自己摆在神的手里。
He must give himself totally over to God.
愿意接受十字架的对付，
willing to receive the workOf the cross,
经过死而复活的经历，
and go through death and resurrection,
叫他完全不依靠自己，
so that he will not rely on himself,
叫他对神有认识，
so that he will know the Lord,
他认识神，
he knows God,
他完全依靠神，
he rely on him completely,
对他自己来说，
of himself,
他是一个不能的人，
he is a man of nothing,
但是就说神来说，
as far as God's concerned,
因为神与他同在，
because God is with him,
信的人凡事都能做。
Those who have faith believe all things possible.
我们看到我们的主耶稣，
we see in the Lord Jesus,
当他出来工作的时候，
when he came out to serve,
他是光景什么样的光景？
What kind of condition was he in?
我们的主耶稣，
the Lord Jesus,
他是一个有意象的人，
he is a man of vision.
我们的主知道他在地上来是为做什么？
The Lord knew what he came here for.
是不是呢？
What? Is
我们的主乃是有意向的人。
The Lord is the person who had a vision.
他知道父的旨意是什么。
He knew the purpose of God.
他在这个世界上，
he on this earth,
虽然有许多的工作，
there are many works to be done,
但是他不是为工作而工作。
He does not work for work's sake.
虽然有许多的需要，
even though there are many needs,
他不是为说应付需要而工作。
He's not
所有的劳苦都是为了尊心。
All the labors on this earth is all for the purpose of God.
所以圣经怎么说呢？
So the scripture tells us.
在
And Psalm
44.
Right, there is a prophetic word about this servant of the Lord.
他说, 神啊,
is it God?
凡祭和赎罪祭是你所不喜悦的,
is it sacrifice and offering you do not desire?
你为我预备了一个身体,
you prepare for me a body.
有些分明地说, well,
some versions say you open up my ear.
我来了,
I came
要遵行你的旨意,
to do your will.
因为我以你的律法为我的喜悦,
because I desire your law to your law is my pleasure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣在地上就是为着来成全神的旨意,
our Lord Jesus came in order to fulfill the will of the Father.
他知道神的旨意是什么,
he knows what God's will is,
所以他就面向十字架,
and so he faced the cross.
他一生的道路,
and his way is the way of the cross.
他生下来就是为着死,
and he came, he was born to die.
所以当他受洗的时候,
so when he was being baptized,
他就有生命像鸽子一样降在他的身上,
and the Spirit came down as a dove upon him.
像我们的弟兄昨天晚上所说的,
as our brother shared last evening,
乃是一个祭物,
it is an offering.
不是, 那些, 鸽子或者牛羊,
it's not the dove or the lamb.
他一开始工作的时候,
the moment he began his work,
他就把自己献上当作一个祭物,
he offered himself as a living sacrifice,
因为他知道, 这一个是神的旨意,
because he knew this was God's will.
为着神旨意的成就,
for God's purpose sake,
他就不顾一切,
he disregard all others.
他一直顺服, 一直死在十字架的上面,
and he's obey until the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主对他自己的道路是清楚的,
the Lord Jesus was very clear as to his way.
他知道他所做的是什么,
he knows what he was doing.
他知道他为什么这样做,
he knew why he does this, does that.
他有个目标摆在前面,
he has a direction before him.
实在说了,
strictly speaking,
这个目标不是十字架,
the direction or the goal is not the cross.
这个目标是神的旨意,
the goal or direction is God's purpose.
所以有的人在哪里稀奇,
so sometimes people wonder,
如果主知道他来做什么,
if God knew what he was doing,
好像他是很知道,
as though he knew what he was doing,
他来就是为定十字架,
he knew was, when he came, he knew he was going to die on the cross,
为做来成功救赎,
to fulfill redemption.
为什么在克西马尼园里头,
why in the Garden of Gethsemane?
他在哪里祷告?
Why he prayed?
父啊,
Father,
如果愿意,
if you can,
叫这个杯离开我,
you can remove this cup from me.
不要照我的意思,
not my will,
要照你的意思,
but your will.
这什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
是不是他踏十字架?
Is it he was afraid of the cross?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是一个奥秘,
this is a mystery.
但是最少在这里给我们看见,
but we see at least one thing.
虽然我们的主,
even our Lord,
他来是为着钉十字架,
he came in order to die on the cross.
但是十字架并不是他的目的,
the cross is not his goal.
父的旨意是他的目的,
the Father's will, what is his objective?
如果父的旨意要他喝这个杯,
if the will of the Father would desire for him to drink the cup,
就是这是一个苦杯,
if this is a bitter cup,
他愿意完全喝下,
he would drink it.
他没有自己的言行,
he had no first self will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们有的时候误会了,
sometimes we misunderstand,
哎呀我们觉得我们很爱主,
we think we love the Lord,
因为我们爱主, 我们要爱十字架,
because we love the Lord, we love the cross,
所以我们就到处去找十字架,
so we look for crosses everywhere,
好像十字架不够多,
so there are only few crosses around,
我们就在哪里去制造十字架,
so we create crosses for ourselves,
我们在哪里故意触动别人去我们找十字架,
and we flee others to find crosses for us.
我们以为说我爱十字架,
so we love the cross.
我爱十字架就是爱主,
we love the cross means we love the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有许多并不是十字架,
but there are many things on the cross.
我们的目的不是十字架,
our object is not the cross,
是神的旨意,
our object is God's will.
如果神的旨意要我喝父杯,
if God's will desire that I drink the cup,
我不要拒绝这个父杯,
I will not refuse from drinking.
如果神的旨意要我喝苦杯,
if the Lord's will is for me to drink the cup,
I
will drink it willingly.
这样才没有自己,
this means selfless life.
没有自己的拣选,
self, no self will,
乃是为着成全神的旨意,
only for the will of God.
所以我们看见我们的主耶稣,
so we see the Lord Jesus,
他看清楚他前面的道路,
he sees very clearly what is ahead of him.
这是十字架的道路,
this is the way of the cross,
因为这是神的旨意,
because this is God's will.
借着十字架,
through the cross,
神那永远的旨意可以成就,
God's eternal purpose was fulfilled.
所以我们的主甘心愿意的来接受,
so our Lord Jesus drink that cup willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 你看我们的主在地上,
he was under the discipline of God's hand.
他说,
he said,
我凭着自己,
out of myself,
我不能说什么,
I cannot say
anything. 无所,
What I say,
because
I heard from the Father,
我凭着自己不能做什么,
up to myself, I can do nothing.
我做,
what I do because of the Father is doing it through me.
他说,
he said,
他对他, 肉身的弟兄说,
he told his brethren in the flesh,
你们的时间是你们的,
your time is in your hands.
是三件,
it's very easy.
我的时间,
but my time has not yet come.
因为我的时间不属于我,
because my time does not belong to me.
我的时间是属于我的父,
my time is in the Father's
hands. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有哪一个人在地上受管制, 过于我们的主在地上受的管制?
Who was more disciplined on this earth by God than the Lord Jesus?
他凭着自己什么都不能做,
according to himself, he can do nothing.
也不能讲什么,
he cannot say anything.
他真不能做吗?
Can he do something?
他能行神迹奇事,
he can do wonders.
他不能讲吗?
Can he speak?
他能讲登山报讯,
and he can
登山报讯, Sermon on the Mount.
Oh, he can tell servants on the mount.
他是永世的主,
he is the eternal Son of God.
敢得有时间吗?
Does he have time?
时间是属于他的,
all the times in his hands.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主在地上的时候受严格的管制,
our Lord receives strict discipline.
他甘心愿意,
he willingly
loved,
he willingly submit himself to the hands of the Father.
所以他说,
so he said,
你们要背负我的呢,
you have to take up my yoke,
要学我的样子,
learn of me,
因为我的心里柔和起来,
because I'm meek and lowly,
这样你们的魂里面就得着了,
and you'll find rest unto your soul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
许多的时候,
many times,
我们在侍奉的上面,
in this matter of service,
我们在工作的上面,
in this matter of work,
我们里面没有安息,
we have no rest.
越工作越失去安息,
the more we work, the restless we are.
因为什么原因?
Why?
因为我们没有父不在,
because we are not under his yoke.
我们并不是在这里遵行神的旨意,
we are not there doing God's will.
我们在哪里做我们自己的工,
we are there doing our own work.
所以我们里面没有安息,
so we are restless within.
如果我们真是以父的旨意做我们的额,
if we allow the will of the Father to be the yoke,
我们要看见我们的主怎样,
then we'll see how lowly and meek our Lord is.
他对父的旨意完全没有反抗,
he submit himself totally to the Father's will.
他喜悦父的旨意,
he loves Father's will.
虽然在恶的底下,
put it under his neck.
虽然在那里背负这个犁头,
even though he was there under this burden,
好像在那里跟这个田,
as though he was plowing the field,
但是他甘心乐意,
but he did it willingly.
只要父得到荣耀,
as long as the Father gets glory,
he said,
I'm satisfied.
我们不是这样,
we are not that way.
我们在哪里做工的时候,
when we do the work,
我们盼望我们的工作发达,
we want to see our work expand,
我们盼望我们的工作有效,
we want to see our work has good
results. 我们巴不得像彼得一样一讲就三千人,
so we desire like Peter once we speak 3,000,
这样就不必天天开口了,
so we don't need to speak every day.
只要一开口就是三千人,
so once you open the mouth 3,000,
有的人说, 如果 我开口没有三千人,
so some people say, once I open my mouth, nobody said, I will never open my mouth again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们为做工作在哪里愁绪,
so we labor because we work and work and work.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们是在哪里做我们的工作,
because we are doing our own work.
我们是替神做工,
because we are working for God.
我们是为做自己而做工,
and we work for ourselves.
如果今天我们能付足定额的话,
but if we can take the yoke of the Lord,
他的额是轻神,
his yoke is easy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看我们的主是受多么的管制,
look at the Lord, he was under such strict discipline.
我们的主在世界上的时候,
when he was on the earth,
他是勇敢,
he was courageous.
没有一个人比我们的主更勇敢,
there's no man more courageous than the Lord Jesus.
虽然他是谦卑,
even though he was humble,
连小孩子都可以亲近他,
even little ones can come to him.
但是我们的主,
but our Lord,
他是何等满有那个勇气,
but he's full of courage.
虽然他明知道耶路撒冷,
he knew that there will be suffering for him in Jerusalem.
圣经说,
the scripture says,
他应对耶路撒冷,
he faced Jerusalem and went.
甚至他的门徒都惊奇起,
and even the disciples wondering,
你明知道耶路撒冷有危险,
you knew there's a danger ahead,
你怎么在那里往哪里去呢?
Why you keep going in that direction?
我们的主,
our Lord,
被警告,
he warned.
他说, 妻女要杀你,
if the harrow wants to kill you,
我们的主人怎么说?
What the Lord say?
你们告诉我那个狐狸,
if it tell the fox,
一个先知,
a prophet,
不能在耶路撒冷城外,
he cannot die outside of Jerusalem.
我今天有我应当做的事,
what I have to do today,
我明天有我应当做的事,
and the things I have to do tomorrow,
后天我的事情做完了,
and then when my work was done,
我的时候就到,
my time has come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主是满了勇敢,
our Lord is full of courage.
当我们的主在那里受审判的时候,
when he was being judged,
他彰显他的勇敢,
he displayed his courage.
你知道,
主被审判的时候，他不会自己说一句话。
So when he was under judgment, he did not open his mouth.
这个是勇敢。
That's courage.
如果今天我们被人稍微误会一点
，And sometimes if we understood by anyone,
那我们赶快要开口解说了。
So the moment we defend ourselves,
又不是这个样子的。
No,
你完全误会了。
You misunderstood me.
我们完就来为自己辩护。
We defend ourselves.
但是我们的主
But our Lord,
当人在那里诬告他的时候
some people accusing him,
虽然这些都不是真的
and they're all grounded,
并且如果他不为自己分辨的话
and because he cannot defend for himself,
他可以因此而被定罪
because that he was crucified,
但是我们的主在那里一声不吭
but he did not say one word,
甚至于审判那里比他多就觉得稀奇
and even Pilate was very curious,
你知道不说话有些时候乃是彰显最大的勇气
You know, sometimes silence displays a great courage.
许多的时候，我们没有这个勇气不说话。
Sometimes we don't have this courage not to speak.
但是我们的主耶稣在那里一言不语。
Our Lord uttered not one word.
我们的主是满了勇气。
He was full of courage.
但是他是何等的谦卑。
But he was also very humble.
你不能看见一个人比我们的主更谦卑。
You cannot see a man more humble than Lord Jesus.
虽然他是神的儿子到地上来做人。
Even though he was a son of man came to this world.
但他甘心乐意做众人的仆人。
But he was willing to be a servant.
当他离开世界之前
before he left this world,
在约翰十三章里面
John 13,
我们看见他替他的门徒洗脚
he washed the disciples' feet.
你知道洗脚在犹太的这个风俗的里面
you know this custom of washing feet?
乃是一个小的侍女的工作
It is the work of a maid.
当客人到你家里来的时候
when you have guests come to your house,
这个小侍女就在门口替客人洗脚
So this little maid was washed the guests' feet.
因为他们没有柏油的马路
because they have dusty trails.
他们的路不是泥土的路
yeah, they're all dusty trails.
他们也不像我们穿皮鞋的
and they are not like we have shoes
他们是穿那个 sandal 那个拖鞋
yeah they wear sandals
所以他从外面进来的时候脚上就满了尘土
so when they came in their feet are full of dirt
他们吃饭也不是坐在那里吃饭的
and when they eat feasting they are not like we sitting
如果坐在那里脚就是在桌子底下、
because if you're sitting on a chair your feet underneath the chair
他们吃饭是这样长很卧着吃饭
so when they eat they recline
所以脚都是伸在外面
and so the feet were sticking up the other side
但是如果肮脏的话不好看。
Of course, when it's dirty, it's not very, very pleasant to look at.
并且如果你的脚肮脏的话，全身就都不舒服。
And if your feet is dirty, your whole being feels uncomfortable.
那你在那里享受筵席的时候，真是美中不足。
And so when you enjoy the feast, you don't feel really comfortable.
所以你看见犹太人的习惯，所有的客人来的时候，第一件事要替客人洗。
And so it's a custom that when the guests came in, first they have to wash their feet.
那一天，我们的主要教导他的门徒谦卑的工作。
And that time, the Lord was going to teach the disciples the lesson of humility.
所以我想，我们的主故意与那个主人商量好了。
I think the Lord collaborated with the host.
叫他说你样样都预备，侍女不要。
But he said you prepare everything, but do not prepare a maid.
所以当门徒来的时候
，So when the disciples came,
水在哪里？水。
Oh, the water was there.
盆也在那里。
The basin was there.
毛巾也在那。
The towel was there.
但是没有侍女。
But there's no maid.
那么你看看我，我看看你。
So you look at me, I look at you.
看看自己的脚。
We look at our own feet.
摇摇头。
We shake our hands.
就只好到座位上去。
So we all recline.
我想我们的主就在旁边看。
The Lord was looking.
没有一个人。
Nobody.
愿意起来。
Nobody was willing to move.
替他的同伴洗脚。
And to wash their companions' feet.
我们的主就起来。
The Lord rose up.
把衣服脱了。
He took off his coat. He tied his towel. And he put water in the basin. And he washed their feet. Brothers and sisters. Is any person more humble than the Lord Jesus? The Lord said, I'm your Lord. I'm your master. But I wash your feet. You also wash each other. The Lord was teaching them the lesson of humility. How can we be humble? If there's no love, you can never be humble. If they have love,
谦卑就很自然
humility is natural.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
没有爱
no love,
不是谦卑
that's not humility,
还是驼背
that is a
hunchback. 只有有爱
when you love, when it's love,
真的谦卑
then that is humility.
我们的主他不单是那样谦卑
our Lord is very humble.
我们看见他是忙的人啊
and he's also full of love.
我常常心里觉得
I always feel.
我们的主的忍耐实在是忍耐
our Lord's patience is real patience.
你看
You see,
他的十二个门徒
all these 12,
与他在一起
they were together,
有三年之久
for three and a half years,
就一直在那里教导他们
he taught them,
他们不明白
They couldn't understand.
他们不明白。
They couldn't understand.
一直到最后那一天晚上,
until that last evening,
他们还是不明白。
They still didn't understand.
但是我们的主并不丢弃他们。
But our Lord did not forsake them.
他还是忍耐于做的, he's
still endure and he's still teaching.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不知道我们的主对于我们是多忍耐。
We do not know how the Lord has been very patient with us.
如果稍微不忍耐一点,
if he is not patient with us,
恐怕我们这些的人都被丢弃。
We are all perished.
我们今天还能在这里,
we are still here today.
因着他无限量的人啊,
because he's unlimited.
所有领袖应当有的条件,
so one of the conditions for spiritual leadership.
我们看见在主的身上, is有完全的长,
so we see they are all manifest in the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主他不但是自己能做领袖,
our Lord not only is a leader,
并且能训练人来做领袖。
He can also train others into leadership.
一个真正的领袖,
a real leader,
不但自己能做事,
if he can, not only he can do things,
他能带领别人来做事。
He can also bring others to do it with him.
如果光是你自己会做事,
if you are the only one that's doing the work,
那么在你过去, 事情也完了。
So when you're gone, it's all gone.
如果你能训练别人, 带领别人一同来分,
and if you can help others and assist us to work with you,
那我们就可以看见这个见证的火把就一代传一代。
And we can see the system of the torch can be passed on from generation to generation.
所以我们看见我们的主在世界上的时候,
so when we see the Lord Jesus when he was on earth,
他不但自己是一个能做的人,
he was not only a person who can do things,
他也是一个能训练他们的主。
He was also the one who can train others to do it.
当他升天之后,
after his resurrection,
他所训练的十二个门徒,
all those 12
就变了那一个第二代的领袖,
they become the second generation leaders.
虽然这12个人都不像样,
but they are all, even though those 12 are not much anything,
但是在他的手里就成了些有用的器,
but because they are in his hand, they became useful vessels.
这一个就是领袖的才干.
This is the ability of a leader.
一个真正能做领袖的人,
if a person who can be a leader,
他不但自己能做,
he not only can do himself,
他带领人来做,
he can also bring others to do it with him.
在我们主的身上就很清楚,
in the Lord Jesus we can see clearly.
当然我们的主所付的代价也是没有人能出的代价,
the cost he paid is nobody, no one else can pay.
他不但告诉他的门徒说, 你们要舍弃你们的生命,
and he not only tells you must forsake your own life,
他自己,
but he became the example.
他舍弃他自己,
he gave himself up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主应该摆在前面的喜乐,
because the joy set before him,
他就轻看羞辱,
he despised shame,
忍受十字架,
endure the cross,
就坐在神,
and he sits at the right hand of the Father.
前面的喜乐是什么呢?
What is the joy that sits ahead in front of him?
前面的喜乐,
the joy that sits ahead of him,
就是父的充满,
is the Father.
Satisfied.
If the father's heart is satisfied,
这一个就是好事,
that is his joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一个就是做领袖人所得着的。
This is what the leader received.
一个做领袖的人,
a leader,
当然在地上,
on this earth,
不但要牺牲他自己,
you have to sacrifice yourself.
他要被许多人批评并且弃绝,
and you may be criticized and rejected by many.
他也要成为一个很孤单的,
and you may become a very lonely person.
我们看见在主的身上都显明,
but in the Lord Jesus, all of these characters are manifested.
我们的主在地上是个最孤单的人,
on this earth, he was the most lonely person on this earth.
不是他性格孤独,
it's not because he's self-centered.
他的那个性格很孤独, or his, 一个孤独的人,
or character is individual,
不愿与人来往的人,
or he does not want to mingle with people.
我们的主他喜欢与人在一起,
our Lord wants to mingle with people,
但是人不明白他,
but they do not understand
him, 因为他说看见你比人多,
because he sees more than the rest,
因为他相信你的中心比人大,
because he is more faithful to the Lord.
所以你看见我们的主在地上非常的孤单,
so you can see that when he was on earth he was very lonely,
但是他愿意走着孤单的道,
but he was willing to walk this lonely way.
我们的主在地上被人弃绝,
he was rejected, he was
misunderstood,
misunderstood, and even crucified on the cross.
但是我们的主甘心的,
but he did it willingly.
他为了摆在面前的喜乐,
for the joy is set aside before him,
他就轻看一切的羞辱,
he despised all the shame,
忍受十字架,
endured the cross.
现在就坐在神的宝座,
and now he sits at the right hand of the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣在地上做领袖的时候,
when the Lord was on this earth as a leader,
有没有试探?
Was he tempted?
圣经说,
the scriptures say,
他在凡事上受了试探,
he was tempted in all things,
但是没有犯罪,
but without sin.
我们不要以为说我们的主在地上他是没有试探。
So do not think that the Lord never was tempted.
所以他那样完全。
So he was so perfect.
不、
oh, ，No.
他也是一个人。
He was a man.
虽然他里面没有罪性。
Even though he has no sin.
但是他受各种各样的试探。
But he was tempted with all.
凡是人所受的试探，他都受过了。
All the temptations we are being tempted, he was tempted as well.
你所受的试探不过是一部分。
Your temptation is only a part.
我所受的试探也是有限。
My temptation also very limited.
但是主耶稣把世界人所有的试探大都被试探过。
He all temptations of humanity came upon him.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he was not.
这个就是他的荣耀。
This is glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这里看见。
Here we see.
当我们的主在世界上的时候。
When he was on the earth.
虽然他是神的儿子。
Even though he was the son of God.
虽然他能叫死人复活。
And even though he could raise dead. People from the dead.
虽然他能用五饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱。
And even though he can multiply five loaves of fishes to feed thousands.
不是因为他有这样的大的工作。
And not because he has such a great work.
我们的主就骄傲起来了。
The Lord became proud.
以为自己了不起。
Although he's somebody.
我们知道我们的主从来没有骄傲。
The Lord was never one moment.
他永远
proud.
是柔和谦卑。
And he is always meek and lowly.
他也没有嫉妒。
There was no jealousy or envy in him. So when the disciples were jealous for him, he said, don't jealous for me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主在世界上,
our Lord was on earth.
也受过人的拥护,
he was popular to some people.
在他工作初期的时候,
at the beginning of his work,
他是受世人的欢迎,
and he was welcomed by many.
但是不应受世人的欢迎,
because he was welcomed by the multitude,
他就迷糊了,
and he became confused.
当人要用他做王的
时候, and so when they want to set him up a king,
他用五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱,
so when he feed the 5,000 with five loaves and two fishes,
那这些人做粮食问题解决了,
and he said our material of food is solved.
我们也不必工作了,
we don't need to work,
我们都有饭吃了,
we all have food to eat.
所以他们要我们的主做王,
and so they want to set him up as king.
你这连门徒也他们巴不得主做王,
and the disciples also desire very much for him to be king.
主怎样?
What the Lord replied?
门徒打发走。
He removed the disciples from.
你们这些门徒如果在这里的话,
if you're here around,
你们也要在那里勉强我做完。
And you will force me to become a king.
所以把门徒打发走。
He sent them away.
把所有的人都打。
And he sent all the rest away.
他自己去祷告。
He went up and prayed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
成功不能叫他骄傲。
Success did not bring pride into his life.
不能叫他失去他的身份。
It did not loses his dignity.
我们看见,
we see here,
我们的主虽然是神的儿子,
our Lord, even though he is the son of God,
神的儿子不会错,
God's son can never be wrong.
是 infallible.
Infallible.
神的儿子不会错,
God's son is infallible.
但是他来做人的时候,
but when he became a man,
他怎么说?
What did he say?
他说,
he say,
那一个日子那个时辰,
when that time comes,
没有人知道,
nobody knows.
天使也不知道,
not even the angel.
人子也不知道,
even the son of man,
只有父知道,
only the father knows. Is the Lord indispensable? Of course he is indispensable. But from another point of view, he knows his time on his earth was limited. And so he trained his disciples. So when he was taken up, and the disciples continue his work. Not because he is indispensable, so he stayed on this earth forever. And he ascended to heaven. And so all this matter regarding spiritual fellowship we've been sharing so far, we see they are perfectly manifested in the person of the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们今天需要望断于基督。
We need to look at the Lord Jesus.
让我们不要在这里看人。
We are not here to look at man.
我们要在这里看我们。
We have to look at the Lord Jesus.
如果你愿意神在你身上有工作,
if you desire God to do a work in your life,
也愿意神的工作从你身上能出现,
and if you desire God to work through you,
你需要一直看见,
you need to look at him all the time,
一直看见,
constantly beholding him.
你看见他到一个地步,
you look to him to a degree,
其他的东西都不看见,
you see nothing else,
他是创始成终,
because he is the author and perfecter of our faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主在这里对我们说了,
the Lord is saying to us,
说来跟从,
come and follow me.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
在主工作开始的时候,
when the work began, At the Sea of Galilee, he called Peter. Come and follow me. Peter followed him for 3 years. Until the resurrection. At the Sea of Tiberias. And the Lord revealed himself again to the disciples. The Lord entrusted the work to Peter. Feed the lamb. If you love me, feed my sheep. And at the end,
最后对彼得所说,
he told Peter,
来跟着,
follow me.
亲爱的弟兄们,
brothers and sisters,
今天,
today,
我们就是一直跟从我们,
we are here to follow the Lord.
在我们还没有开始工作之前,
before we begin the work,
我们要跟从主,
we need to follow him.
就是今天有工作已经托付在我们,
even though the work is entrusted to us,
我们还得跟从我们,
we still need to follow him.
我们一直要跟从他,
we have to follow him.
我们也一直看着他,
we need to continue to see
这样的话,
him. This way,
我们才能在神的旨意里面,
then we can, in God's will,
梦里面,
obtain mercy.
留那一个小小的一份,
and we can share a little bit.
我们能被神使用,
if we can be used by the Lord,
能叫基督在万有上居首,
allow the Lord to have a place in all things.
能把万有都在基督里同归,
and all things, or that all things may be summed up in him.
能叫教会成了基督的身体,
so that the church can become the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充,
the fullness of him that fills all things.
亲爱的弟兄们,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要知道,
we need to know
神永远的旨意,
God's eternal purpose.
与今天我们在地上的事分,
in its relation to our service today,
是有坚密的关系,
there is an intimate relationship,
绝对不能分开,
we cannot separate them.
所以愿神赐恩给我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告,
let's have a prayer.
我们的主, 我们的神, 我们感谢赞美你, 给我们有这一个6天的功夫,
yeah,
一同聚集在你的面前, yeah, 一同来等候你, 一同来仰望你, yeah. 我们的主啊, 我们巴不得因着我们这样的聚集, yeah, 我们实在看见了我们的主耶稣, yeah, 看见我们的主耶稣, 乃是那完全的灵血,
Amen.
他不但在前面领导我们, 今天他是创始, yeah, 也是成终的主耶稣,
Amen.
我们的主啊, 如果今天你怜悯我们, 要我们在你的工作上有份,
yeah,
叫我们也能被你使用, 来完成神那永远的旨意, yeah. 我们的主啊, 我们就求求你叫我们能看见 我们的主耶稣，我们就求求你叫我们能把自己放在主的手里，让他照着他自己的旨意来把我们磨成他的形象。我们的主啊，我们实在承认说，如果不是你在我们的里面成型的话，我们就没有办法在外面做你的工作。所以我们的主啊，我们要再一次来到你的面前，我们求求你开我们的眼睛，让我们注目仰望你的耶稣。主啊，你不让我们见一人，
只见主耶稣，主啊，你让我们天天时时刻刻，你开通我们的耳朵，能听见你的声音。这是道路，心在其中。我们的主啊，我们承认说，凭着我们自己，我们不能；我们一无所有，主啊，越过我们有感觉，我们不能。我们的主啊，我们赞美感谢你，因为你是万能的主，我们要依靠你。我们真是愿意看见你永远的旨意昭告的成就。我们真是愿意看见
brothers and sisters.
This is our last session that we'll be together. Because we will not have this good opportunity again. So before concluding this conference, I'd like to say a few words. I want to thank the Lord.
我想我们这一次的聚集证明说是主在那里,
we believe this gathering is the Lord's gathering.
人不能造句, 这样的造句,
Man cannot draw man together.
神把我们从各处的地方带来。
The Lord brought us from different places.
实在说来都有难处。
We all encounter difficulties.
许许多多的难处。
We encounter many problems.
有的是环境上的难处。
Some because of circumstances.
有的是经济上的难处。
Some financial problems.
有的是家庭的难处。
Some problem with family.
有的是工作的难处。
Some with work.
可以说在地上有各种各样的难处叫我们不能聚集。
So we can say that we face many obstacles that almost prevented us from coming.
但是感谢上帝。
But thank the Lord.
他竟然把我们聚集在。
He brought us together.
啊、给我们有这六天的功夫一同等候
and he allowed us this 6 days to look to him
为着这一个我们满心感谢
we thank him and we praise him
为着我们这一次这样的聚集、
this conference
我们在香港的弟兄姊妹
the brothers and sisters in Hong Kong
他们愿意来接受这一个负担为我们来安排。
Their willingness to assume this great responsibility.
他们为着这个聚会劳苦了很长久。
They labor much for this conference.
不但我们在聚会的时候，我们看见他们许多弟兄姊妹的劳苦。
We can see that during this week they labor much.
在这聚会之前，他们有很长时间的劳苦。
Even before the conference began, they worked together for a long time.
就是当我们散会了，他们还要继续的劳苦。
And even after we separated one from another, they will continue to.
We
thank the Lord.
他们为着爱主的缘故。
Because they love the Lord.
他们愿意这样的事。
They are serving the Lord.
所以我愿意趁着这个机会。
I want to take this opportunity.
代表众弟兄姊妹。
Represent brothers and sisters.
我们要感谢这香港的众弟兄。
We want to thank the brothers and sisters in Hong Kong.
我们相信他们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然。
I'm sure their labor in the Lord is not in vain.
我们相信我们的主必定要纪念他们这爱心的劳苦。
I'm sure the Lord will remember them and reward them.
我们盼望经过这样的聚集之后
We hope after this conference
我们不要以为说我们得着了
We will not assume things that we already obtained
我们千万不要以为说因为我们曾参加这一个聚会
Do not think that we came to this conference
所以我们便其他的弟兄姊妹就高了一等
And so when we went back to our different places we think we are better than the rest of the saints
如果我们这样的聚集
If we have this attitude
实在是遇见了主
You really have seen the Lord.
也被主遇见。
And seen by the Lord.
当我们回到各地去的时候。
When we return to our various places.
我们不但没有感觉比其他的弟兄姊妹高一等。
We will not feel that we are more superior than the others.
我们反而有感觉我们比众弟兄姊妹更小。
We will even feel we are the least of all.
我们更要谦卑在主的面前。
We will be humble.
在弟兄姊妹的面前。
Humble before them.
我们要学习。做我们弟兄姊妹的奴隶。
We learn to be slaves to all.
这样的话，我们这样的聚集就不是徒然。
If we do it this way, then this meeting is this conference is not in vain.
我仰望神。
We look to the Lord.
叫我们这一次的聚集。
Allow this conference.
为着他的荣耀。
For His glory's sake.
在永世里面。
There will be in eternity.
能被成立。
There will be value there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要更多的谦卑。
We need to be humble.
更多的祷告。
We need to pray more.
神如果对你说话。
If the Lord does speak to you.
可以说这是开始。
This is just the beginning.
我们聚会是结束了。
Even though our meeting comes to conclusion.
但是神的工作刚刚开始。
But God's work is just beginning.
你不要以为说已成了。
Do not think it's all done.
现在是开始。
This is the beginning.
我们开始把我们自己交给主。
This is the beginning that we give ourselves to the Lord.
我们开始求神给我们意象。
We seek the Lord that He will give us vision.
我们开始求神来管制我们。
We ask the Lord to discipline us.
我们开始求神来带领我们。
We ask the Lord to lead us.
叫我们今后的道路。
That from now on,
能走一个直的路。
We'll walk in that straight and
narrow
path. 叫
我们今后有方针。
From this moment on, we have direction.
知道神永远的旨意是什么。
Knowing what God's eternal purpose is.
在那个旨意里面。
In that eternal purpose,
在侍奉神。
We serve Him.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
在主面前多有祷告。
We all need to have much prayer.
我们虽然分散。
Even though we'll be separated.
但我们彼此常常带到。
But we remember one another in prayer.
神把我们放在一起不是偶然。
The Lord brought us for a purpose.
并不是叫我们有一点社交。
So it's not just receive some teaching.
社交。
Social activities.
神把我们放在一起。
He brought us together.
乃是要把我们同被建造。
And He desired to build us up together.
所以盼望虽然我们分散。
Even though we'll be separated,
我们应当第一次在主面前多多的经验。
We need to remember one another in the Lord.
有人在那里问说
，Some people ask,
是不是我们再有一次
？Should we have another conference?
我们只能说我们不知道。
We only say we do not know.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们没有意识要有一个传统的做法。
We do not desire to have a systematic way of conferences.
如果主要
，If the Lord does want,
我们就要。
We want.
所以。盼望弟兄姊妹在主面前祷告。
So do look before the Lord.
如果主认为这样的聚集是需要的，
if the Lord does, seems that this type of comfort is needed,
那么我们从主那里来接受他的旨意，
then we'll receive the Lord's will and His
power. 弟兄姊妹为这件事情祷告。
So do pray about this matter.
如果主给你什么引导，
if the Lord does lead you,
请你们与我们交通，
share with the brethren.
我们就知道怎么样走在这里。
And we know how to go and plan.
该不该再有一次？
Whether we should have another conference?
应当在什么地方？
Where?
哪里的弟兄姊妹起来接受这个负担？
Where the brothers can receive the other saints?
这些我们都不知道。
We don't know.
但是主知道。
The Lord knows.
所以盼望我们仰望我们的。
Let's all look to the Lord together.
我们的总管还有其他的话。
I think our brother Michael has a few words. The Lord's will and His power.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹为这件事情祷告。
So do pray about this matter.
如果主给你什么引导？
If the Lord does lead you,
请你们与我们交通。
Share with the brethren.
我们就知道怎么样。
And we know how to go and plan.
该不该再有一次？
Whether we should have another conference?
应当在什么地方？
Where?
哪里的弟兄姊妹起来接受这个负担？
Where the brothers can receive the other saints?
这些我们都不知道。
We don't know.
但是主知道。
But the Lord knows.
所以盼望我们仰望我们的。
Let's all look to the Lord together.
我们的总管还有其他的。
I think our brother Michael has a few words.